Welcome back to Books and Review with Lydia Podcast, everybody. Thank you. Hope you all had a great morning. So, for today, we'll be talking about a specific characteristic that the protagonist Changes in the novel The Reluctant Fundamentalist shows throughout, which is a concept of denial of truth. And this characteristic reoccurs throughout chapters 7 and 8 when Changes feels unconfident of his background, or when he's being ignorant of the situations around him. This can be seen in the quote, "I found reassurance in my father's views, and I addressed myself in them as though they were my own," Changes says. And the author uses the words "as though" because he's behaving as if, or trying to make himself believe that he's feeling safe. However, he's not actually feeling safe, but instead acting to be. And I would argue that this is a reaction that he prefers to take for the discrimination that he's facing after 9/11. And furthermore, Changes was believing that his father, who is living about 900 miles away. So this shows that whatever his father was telling him might not be true. And Changes probably knows that, but he would still prefer to not know what's happening around him and act like he has no idea. Another quote that truly proves my point is when Changes says Muslim men were disappearing, perhaps in shadowy detention centers for questioning or worse. I reasoned that these stories were mostly untrue. A few, with some basis, in fact, were almost certainly being exaggerated. And to this, I would say that he's showing disbelief and denial by using certain words such as perhaps, and I reasoned, almost. These are clearly words that are used when you're unsure of something, or when people usually use them when they don't want to say they're 100% sure about it, in a way that they don't want to be questioned for it later on. So Changes might be using it in this case because he doesn't want to handle the truth or the idea of what's happening around him to people who are like him, which shows that maybe someday it's gonna return back and happen to him, although he believes that he's not gonna get it because of the privilege that he has right now, because he got a chance to study in a very prestigious university and he works at a really good business. Another quote from chapter 7 that truly shows him denying the truth is when he says, "Those rare cases of abuse that regrettably did transpire were unlikely to ever affect me because such things invariably happen in America, as in all countries, to the helpless poor." Not surprised and graduated, earning $80,000 a year, he says. And I would say that he is covering his fear by the idea that he has more privilege than other Muslim immigrants or other Pakistani immigrants. And in his case, it might be because he's not confident about where he comes from, or it might just be because he wants to feel like he's an American, or like he's similar to everyone else, and he wants to cover the difference that he has compared to the people that he works with, or the people that he is usually surrounded by. This is the quote that truly, truly shows the point that I'm making. And in this quote, Changes says, "Thus clad in my armor of denial, I was able to focus with continuing and noteworthy success on my job." And he used the word armor of denial. This shows exactly what I'm saying. Changes is clearly covering himself up in this armor of denial where he says, "I'm denying everything that I'm saying." And in my opinion, Changes fears that if he feels scared, he's showing that he might not be one of the people, like the people that he's working around, that he's being surrounded by at all times. Even Erica, the girl that he loves, is one of the people that he wants to be like or wants to be accepted into. And it's all part of this image that he's creating for himself, that he's surrounding himself to follow. However, by the end of it, Changes is probably going to feel like he is going to break free and he's going to be back to his background, who he is truly meant to be. But then again, it might not only be about fitting in, but about being not confident about where you come from, or just being scared of being judged for, or people being stereotypical towards him because of where he comes from or because of his belief. Anyway, another quote that I have here is when Changa says, "But it would not be true to say I was completely untroubled." And this proves that he is saying that he's not completely untroubled, although he's acting or showing to be. And this is again him showing his, as he said, clad of armor. And as I was saying, wait, listeners, we got a call from someone. Hello? Hello? Hi, my name is Olivia. Hi, Olivia. What may I help you with? So, in this quote, Changa says, "I have been avoiding the evening news, preferring not to watch the part sun." Do you have any way in which you could interpret it? Because, I mean, I have ideas, but I just want to, like, have other ideas that people might have. Okay, thank you, Olivia, for calling. I'll be back to you in a while. Okay, as you heard the quote, I'll repeat again. "I have been avoiding the evening news, preferring not to watch the part sun." And I would say that he, Changes, chose to ignore the news instead of watching, because he felt like if he ignored it, it did not exist to him, technically, because he wasn't part of it. He's not keeping up with it, which means that he's ignoring it and keeping it on the side. So in his own idea or opinion, he probably thinks that by ignoring it, he's not really being involved in the society that he's living in will not consider him to be one of those people. Let's say he will not be considered as a terrorist. He won't get the stereotypical, "Oh, he's a terrorist" kind of view by his co-workers or Erica for the most part. Thank you, everyone. Now we're back from the break, and the first quote that we're going to be covering about Changes and Erica is going to be Changes saying, "We spoke for a while as though nothing unusual had happened." And from this quote, personally, I got the idea that in order to protect the girl that he loved, Changes decided to act like nothing weird or nothing unusual was happening between the two. And this again shows that Changa's personality trait of denying, and from this I understood that he might not be denying the truth just to protect himself, but maybe to protect people that he cares about as well. Like, for example, let's say if Changa was to be treated like an outsider or like a terrorist by people around him, maybe Erica's father would also treat him in such a manner, which would cost him Erica. So in order to not be viewed in such a manner, he's gonna act or deny the truth about who he truly is. And I wouldn't blame him for that. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in with Books on Review with Lydia Podcast. And after a while, we're gonna be back with more things that you didn't know about Changes. But this time, we're gonna be adding Erica into it, which is going to change the whole situation, and maybe to help you notice different things that you haven't before. And again, thank you and keep on listening. A quote that gives us an insight to Erica's personality is a part where Changa says, "Given the relaxed manner in which she describes it, an observer would have been forgiven for thinking that her condition was not serious." And this quote shows that, just like Changes, Erica also has a personality trait where she just likes to kind of deny the situation that she's in or the feelings that she has. And maybe that's what attracted Changes to her, or Erica to him in the first place, because of their ability to be isolated and keep things to themselves instead of sharing their feelings and ideas to people around them. And lastly, now we have a quote that truly shows Changa's passion for his job. And the quote says, "I'd say to Pakistani side, you're worried about what's going on in the world," Jim says. No, I said, shaking my head to dismiss any possibility that my loyalties could be so divided. This quote shows that Changa is denying the real reason, which is actually his Pakistani side. But then he says that he's going denying it to show loyalty to his job. And in addition, as we read earlier, Changa gives his job to occupy himself so he doesn't feel scared, and he wants to feel like he has a solid spot for himself as an American. And this, in conclusion, shows us that as an Pakistani, as an immigrant, as a Muslim, he thinks that the education that he has, the money that he's bringing in, or the job that he has is his defense against all the stereotypical views or all the discrimination that he might face later on. And in conclusion, everyone, I believe that Changas might be suffering from transference denial, which is, as Dr. Stephen Huan explained, one of the three forms of denial, and this is the most serious one. It's when the painful fact is admitted and the seriousness is also admitted, but once more responsibility in the situation involving the painful fact is downplayed. And in my opinion, this can either be to protect himself against discrimination, to be accepted by everyone around him, or to protect the people around him. For instance, Erica and his parents. Thank you, listeners, for listening, and hopefully next time we come up with ideas that might interest you. And if you have any reviews or ideas that you want us to cover, you can send us me at any time, and you can also call. All our details can be found on our website. And thank you again. See you next time. Until then, bye.